there with his look at the track at Mornington as Dean Lester joins me, who has done the form for Mornington. How are you, Dino?
I'm well, thanks, John.
How did the weekend treat you?
The weekend treated me okay, thank you. Matt Welsh mentioned, we had it as our value runner yesterday, Hangman, and he got the job done in fine style, so that made for a good weekend.
Seems a progressive type of horse for Mike Moroney.
Absolutely, when you consider he can get out over a lot further, and I love the way he quickened down yesterday.
Warrnambool Cup potentially, or is that too early?
Oh, no, he's only off a maiden, so okay. A little bit maybe next year, but okay. He's progressing nicely.
All right, your thoughts of Mornington today?
I think it's quite a competitive meeting. I'm really interested that these Mondays are often maidens and 58s only, and it's great to see that RV have programmed an open two-year-old fillies race, race four, and what they've got is a fantastic betting race and clearly the highlight of the day.
All right, we'll go through them one by one and we'll get to that. The first event is a 1,200-metre race. We have two scratchings, numbers 4 and 11. Gertmond, $4.80 is the tab favourite. Sanctuaire is $4.80. Dash for Van, $5. Phenomenal Spirit, $6. It's What I Do at $7.50, Dean.
Yeah, this race has been turned on its head, John. The two scratchings were holding about 85% of the marketplace.
Oh.
It's a little bit of a bonus here. I think they were going to run the 1-2. So I'm going to go with Sanctuaire first up here for Tony Noonan, number 10. Even run on debut last preparation, been given plenty of time to develop. Recent trial was okay, just on the home track, but it is a low confidence race. Gartmorn is a first starter, trained locally also by Wes Hunter. I thought its trial was even without being anything outstanding, but it's drawn to get a good run. One, It's What I Do's two runs to date have been fair, and maybe five, Gainsborough Jack, who just went way too hard in the blinkers first up. Blinkers come off, Noel Callow on from a good draw, could be an improver. But, tricky race to start the day. 10, 6, 1 and 5.
10, 6, 1 and 5. Second race over 1,500, Dean. We lose 6, 15, 16, 17. Valerina Missalina, she is the favourite, 175. Nightly Thoughts at 460. Bellissimo at $4.80. Then we draw a line. Fortunium is at $13. Just beaten at Sandown. Can she win today?
Yeah, it looks a really good chance of doing so, John. Number 13, Valeria Messalina. Both of her first up runs have been good, and there was obviously a problem second up last time in, so I am with her. I do think 9, Bellissimo, will run well. Her run two starts back was behind Island Days, who then won at Sandown, and then she was narrowly beaten at Kerrang. So the little subtle gear change here to the visors first time, Noel Callow going aboard's a plus. I think they're clearly the 2, 13 and 9. 11, Nightly Thoughts, has had time between runs, but that first up placing had merit, and 3, Fontanium, next best, did enough first up the longer triple suit, but does look a good play between 13 and 9. 13, 9, 11 and 3.
13, 9 principally, then 11 and 3 in race 2. Third race is over 1,500, Dean. Scratchings are 9, 10 a late one, 13, 16, 17. Olympic Lad inside gate, 2.30 fixed with tab. Bianca Nuvo, 4.60. Elitizam, $9. Alighieri is at $9.50.
Yeah, late scratchings again change this market significantly, and Olympic Lad's task's a lot easier now. Well drawn. He's been close to a win the last couple of runs, and I think he gets his chance here to break through. Bianca Nuvo ran well first up at Echuca. That's actually the maiden that Hangman came through to win yesterday at Terang. And the stablemate here, Bianca Nuvo, ran well. I think it might be the main danger. 6, Kapuzna, was a bit plain first up. It might have been a bit keen. The blinkers come off here. Gets a cheap run from the draw. And 1, Alighieri, conversely, has got the blinkers first time. Made some improvement last start and gets Ben Malam aboard. But Olympic Lad deserves to be the favourite and the one to beat. 8, 3, 6 and 1.
8, 3, 6 and 1. Fourth event is that two-year-old race, Dean, for the fillies. We lose 3, 5, 6, 10, 11 and 14. Fixed with tab, back from Adelaide, Ziziz is the favourite, $2.50, but has company. Persuader, $2.80. Rainbow Girl, $5.50. California Surprise, $7. Critical Reaction, $8. And then there's a line.
Great to see a quality race on a Monday program, and you've got the Adelaide Magic Millions winner there, a really good trialer in Persuader and a couple of others, and I'm going to go with Persuader. She trialled with her more well-known stablemate Seabrook down at Geelong back in late January, and then she Trialled nicely at Sandown a couple of weeks back now, and I think looks ready to go here with Ben Mellum aboard from a good draw, number 8. One, Ziz did a good job to win the Adelaide Millions. She's got the wide draw in 60 kilos here, which is the challenge. A first starter trained locally here in 9, Rainbow Girl, looks a really sweet mover. Daughter of Piero, I liked the way she went in a jump out at Mornington recently. And 4, Critical Reaction, who was very quick in ran very quick time overall in winning a jump out at Flemington recently, looked to go well. So I'm sure this is equivalent to a city race when you've got a horse like Ziz at the top, and I'm sure it'll be a good reference. 8, 1, 9, and 4.
8, 1, 9, and 4 in the fourth event. Race 5 is the last leg of the early quaddy. Dino, this is a benchmark 58 over the 2030. 7 and 10 are scratched. Hurry Harry at 3.50. Skeen Say is at $4.60. Second Thought, same quote. Exesabeel at 5.50. Osos Amigos at $5.50. Snake Cavern at $7. Competitive race?
Yeah, it is. I think there's 4 main chances. I think there's a couple in the market that I'm prepared to risk, but I'm with 3, Hurry Harriet. She's been running well. Ben Mellum has won on her before, and I think she's a good chance. Sensei looks as though 2,000 metres will suit. Had the 4 runs for the Galagotis team and looks close to a win. 1, Snake Cavern's very consistent in this sort of grade around this distance range and looks a chance again. And 5, Second Thought, who pulled up lame at his last start, previous win, had merit. I think they're the main 4, not a lot between them. I'm going 3, 4, 1, 5.
3, 4, 1, and 5 from Dean. On to race number 16 at Mornington. This is the first leg of the quaddy. It's a benchmark 58. We take out 2 and 8. The tab fixed odds market. Forever True is the $3 favourite. Excellent Rhythm, $3.10. He's a Genius, $5.50. Capel Sound at $9. Then Jimmy Jim is at $10 with Zatso.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Forever True here, the veteran mare trained locally by John Honeysett. I think she's going pretty much as well as ever in these 58 grades. Was an honest run last start behind Argyle Bell. She's had a lot of goes at this track, but she has won 3 times here, and I'm going to go with her number 6 to beat 1, Excellent Rhythm, who looks to have come back to racing pretty well. The first up 4th was Sound. That was at Echuca, and then went to the 2001 at Bairnsdale in testing ground last start and won well. 4, He's a Genius. Terry O'Sullivan making the long trip from stall with this one. He ran quite well first up at the mile, better suited at 2,000 metres, getting ready to go jumping, but no reason he couldn't win a 58 on the way through. And Jimmy Jim, who took a long time to win a maiden, he's 2 runs this time in have been, he got beaten a fair margin first up, but he ran okay. And then at Warwicknabeel, he ran quite well beyond Diadamo, and the longer trip will certainly suit him. 6-1, 4-3.
6-1, 4-3, gee, that's a hike stall to Mornington.
It is. It is. And I don't think they'll be doing it for the weather, because I'm not far from Mornington and I wouldn't be travelling to the Mornington for the weather.
No, it's one of those.
It's pretty rugged.
Yeah, it's a bit that way, Dean. On to race number 7, benchmark 58 over 1,200, we lose 3 and 4. Tbilisi? You don't know?
Yeah.
Yep, that'll do.
Tbilisi, yep.
The Son of Schwassier, $1.85. Yep. Evil Cry at $4.60. From the Clouds at $7. Tiana is at $8.50. Test of Life is at $10. You're my go-to man now for these.
Then I'm relying on Matt Hill, who calls them, so we'll go back to blaming him.
Hey, just breaking in for a moment, what about Hilly? He goes and calls the National, the first photo finish they've had in the National in how many years?
Yeah, a long time, and just a magnificent call, but a magnificent race too.
Wasn't it just? Yeah, I love the National every year.
Yep, it was fantastic, and well done to Matt, who got it all, captured it all.
Indeed. Okay, who is the fave going to win here?
I think so. If you were just going for a normal 58, you'd be really unlucky here to run into Tbilisi and Evil Cry in this race. You don't see many 58s where, like, the favourite Tbilisi's been city placed at 2 of his past 3 runs, and Evil Cry, who's been stakes performed and broke through for his maiden last start. So I'm with Tbilisi number 2 to beat 1, Evil Cry. Lester Grace, I don't know how long his career will span, but he'll barely ride a better race than he did last start. That was a magnificent ride weaving through the pack to win, and the horse did a good job to win. He might be looking for a touch further now, but I think he's the main danger, and I think they're clearly the best 2 chances. Six From the Clouds in most 58, she'd be a good thing. She's been running in 64 grade and running well, and then a city run last start where she didn't have the best of luck, and then down to putting 11 Pragmatist in. That was a good run behind Magnus Spree, who's won again since. So put it in, seems to race well at Mornington next best, but a very strong 58, but it's all about the top two. 2-1, 6 and 11.
2-1, 6 and 11 might be a progressive horse there in Tbilisi. On to race number 8, benchmark 58, 1500. We lose 1-13, 15-17. Rock'em Sock'em, 225, fixed favourite. French Skyline, 650. Atomic Charge at 7. Navita, 850. Robin the Rich is at 9.
Yeah, well, this is an interesting race because whenever Navita's involved, you know that there's going to be a bit of speed involved. And I think it sets up well for Rock'em Sock'em, who won well enough two starts back and then just maybe had to duck back to the inside at Werribee last start. It was a good run, and he looks very close to another win. Good roughie here, I think. Franklin Lane, who does race well here at Mornington. First up went terribly, but obviously choked down. The tongue tie goes on now, and at big odds, I'm going to include him. 2, Pharrell. I don't think he's ever run at 58 grade. He hasn't won for a long time, but he's been up sort of around the 70 grade and right the way down. So I think back to 58 grade, he can improve. And another one at odds here, Curra Kid, gets Noel Kello here with the blinkers off, could be a sharp improver. So I think the favourite's the one to beat, Rock'em Sock'em, but there's some good value around the main dangers. 6, 3, 2 and 11.
6, 3, 2 and 11 in the second last, and we wrap it up with a benchmark 58 sprint over 1,000, Dino. 2, 4, 5, 9, 12, all are out. Crystal Wings is the favourite, 260, but has company. Pamela's Joy for that man, Dean Moore, $2.70. Nikoni Pony at $4.60. Son of Sammy is at $9. Cuban Missile is at $10.
Market sorted them out, John, but I like Crystal Wings. I think she's very well placed here. Wasn't disgraced last start behind Miss Norway at Sandown, and just down a bit in grade. I thought she was a good thing on Thursday before the races. Unfortunately, were called off at Kilmore, but this is a nice consolation to beat 6, Pamela Joy, who will need every step of the 1,000, but will be very strong up the hill at Mornington and looks the main danger. I'll be including Nikoni Pony in the quaddie as well, local, who got the maiden out of the way last start, and then a gap to 7, Waterford Sound, who's running well, just doesn't win out of turn. 13, 6, 8 and 7.
13, 6, 8 and 7 in the last race at Mornington. All right, Dino, best bet, roughie, quaddie and play of the day, thank you.
The best will be the last, John, race 9, number 13, Crystal Wings. The value, it wasn't my top tip, but he's around $31. Race 8, number 3, Franklin Lane. I think he's a little chance at each way odds. The quaddie, first leg 1, 3, 4, 6. Second leg 1 and 2. Third leg 2, 3, 6, 11 and 14. And the last leg, 6, 8 and 13. And the play of the day, I mentioned that two-year-old race that I was interested in. I mentioned four numbers. I think the other one to maybe include is Dars Kazin, number 13, who didn't perform first up but has trialled better than that. So I'm going to box up numbers 1, 4, 8, 9 and 13 in a trifecta and a first four.
In race number 4 at Mornington. Well played, Dean. Did you